Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
So last time I saw this lady, she was knee deep in the, I think it's, is it PVC or PVA paint that we used in those classrooms?
I actually don't remember, but yeah, we were painting and we looked good. Yeah. And I think we did a good job.
Did a fantastic job. We were hanging out at the Ikwezi Primary School as part of Kellogg's Breakfast for Better Days program on Nelson Mandela Day. And of course, Tuhulisani had to be involved because you just, this is what you do. You uplift people. Everyone I speak to, because you gave a talk to the grade 7 learners, yeah. Everyone I spoke to on the day and subsequent just said to me, what a rock star talk that you gave. But I know this. I've seen you speak to young people before.
I live for this, my man. I live for this. Thank you.
And you just kill it. For someone that's never met you, and I don't know, or never heard of you, that's impossible at this point, but you are a broadcaster. You are and broadcaster in every sense, from yes. producing television to being on television to writing for television, everything. You do all of it.
Every little thing.
You're an entertainer, really. Yeah. But in every sense of the word, because you handle the business side of things as well. I mean, that's the overarching theme, right?
The overarching, and then the more philosophical type life, you know, not so much on philanthropy, but I consider myself a sower and a life enthusiast. Like, I love seeing people win. Like, that wakes me up. That drives me. Just to help somebody from point A to point B and see you in a better place and know that because of the experience or the exchange that we had, I might not be able to give you money, but I can talk like for days, you know? And if I know by just having that interaction and that encounter between us, your life is different in some way. And that happens in different ways on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, where people are just like, I really needed to hear that. Mm. And all you're doing is sharing what was on your mind. My heart was heavy that day. Do you know what I mean? But people are just like, yes, you just spoke to my heart, you know? And that for me is the sowing part, you know, just sowing into people and helping them be the best them they can be.
The last time we spoke properly was at the very beginning of the year.
Campaign.
We were hanging out doing the Kelman 20 for 2016. And you were embarking upon, you know, heading back to school, heading back to AFTA. We're 8 months in now. How's it turned out?
Oh, Kelman, my goodness. Like, what's that roller coaster there by Gold Juicy? The Anaconda.
Miner's Revenge.
No.
Is what, yeah,
no, Anaconda. See, Miner's Revenge is mild. There's this other one where they just drop you. And I went on that for my birthday. That new ride.
Okay.
I forget what it's called. But it's been like that. It's been such a learning experience. And, you know, in the honors year for me, being someone who wasn't in AFTA first year, second year, third year, got accepted as a, they call it RPL, Recognized Prior Learning. It's everything I wanted it and hoped it would be, which was learning. Mm. And I can walk out this year saying I've produced a documentary, I've produced an animation, and right now I'm not even producing, I'm creative producing a commercial.
Wow.
And the awesome thing about that is that, yes, there is a difference between a creative producer and a producer. Producers get things done, creative producers are involved in the creative. And it's just, it's amazing coming to walk out and you're just like, yep, I have all these skills, and confidently so, because that's why I went back to school. A lot of people were like, but you've been on television for over 19 years. Surely you've learned how to do all this stuff. And it's like, yes, I have. But I'm such an academic. Like, that's why I went to varsity. And even when I went to varsity, people were like, but you're on TV. You don't need a degree. And I was like, no. Mm. TV is just something I stumbled upon and happened to be good at. But now I'm in the space where I'm like, cool. TV is not just something you stumbled upon. It's your purpose.
Mm.
All right. You want to be great at it. I want to be the best at it. I want to own the content. I want to own the gears and the mechanics that are behind it. Every nut, every bolt, it must say it belongs to me. I want to have that capability, not just be the face. I wasn't content enough with just being the talent. You know, I want to own my own network one day. Why not? Oprah's opened the way for all of us. Why can't we do it? So it's been amazing. It's had its days when I'm just like, oh. Can this end? But it's been rewarding. And one of the most rewarding parts has been my thesis. You know, you write an honest thesis. And my topic is producing a world-class talk show. Can the success of the Oprah Winfrey Show be replicated in South Africa? And to be able to go into theory and really research something, you know, and to understand that we need an issues-driven talk show in our country. So by the time I get to make my talk show, it's not that I'm just being frivolous about it and trying to make another TV show, just trying to present. I am invested in this wholeheartedly. And you'll never understand the work that has gone into it by the time that show comes on air, you know. And every step of the way of this year has just reaffirmed in me that you're doing the right thing. It might take you longer. other shows might make it on air before yours, but don't quit. Trust the process. Don't quit. And believe in the essence of your dream. And for me, that's to touch and turn young lives, especially.
One of my favorite moments of this year was we were at the Student Village Youth Conference, and you came out to speak a little bit about, you know, who you are and everything like that. And we were in this room of these marketing professionals. And I find, you know, marketing professionals and advertising people and PR people, they're not always my most favorite people in the world.
I know, right?
I don't know. I think there's so much ego involved. I don't think the best stuff always comes out of what's happening.
Yeah.
I went to the Lurie's this weekend. I'm not sure what to expect. I'm like, is it just going to be these egos sitting in a room?
Same old, same old.
Saying how amazing they are and stabbing each other in the back, whatever it is. It's a bit disillusioning, to be honest. But one of my favorite moments, honestly, is you, I think someone asked a question or something, and you literally just turn around to that room and you said, I'm going to make this show. This show is going to change lives. That narrative has not changed. It has been so consistent and so a part of it. And I absolutely, wholeheartedly just admire this mantra that you have encapsulated in every element and aspect of who you are, because you're there, you're doing it, and you are working towards it. And you know, in an industry of people that just want instant gratification and want to move from thing to thing, it's the most refreshing thing.
Thank you, Kalmigo. Make me cry. Because honestly, I need days like this too. I need days where people feed into me and sow into me and remind me that we believe in what you're doing. It's not just a thing that we think you're this crazy girl that thinks you're going to make the best talk show this continent's ever seen. Like, what are you doing? But to just be like, we see you and we believe in you and we're behind you. And it might take time, but we know that the day it happens, and I'll know that the day it happens, that I never did it alone. There's been so many people that have literally been the wind beneath my wings, from people who just comment on my statuses on my social media platforms. You have no idea. Like, I read them, can't respond to all of them, but I read them and sometimes literally just kneel and cry and pray to be like, okay, like, God, thank you for using this person to speak to me. And you never know the difference that you're making. You never know. But I remember that moment at that conference. The question was something about, so you authentic people, what, where do we find you on these platforms, you know? Because the whole debate was about you keep using the same faces. Yeah. And my answer was like, as brands, you need to ask yourself, are you trying to have reach, which means it doesn't matter. As long as you've got a following, we'll use you to spread our message. Or would you rather have a person that has not so much of a big following, but they speak to the right people? They speak your brand message. They say the right thing. And for me, I'd rather have the latter. But hey, I'm not, as you said, marketing, PR. It's a whole nother world that people live in, you know? And I think we need to get to a point in our, especially in our country. We're not America. So let's stop trying to replicate this thing of the more numbers you have, the greater it is. And then you find out that those are the celebrities that don't even give you the most value in your campaign. They will literally do that one post and they will not go a post over that. Not one character. They're not there for you. And then there's people who genuinely believe in the campaign that you're doing and will go over and beyond the call of duty, because over and above the money and the relationship, they believe in what it is that you're doing. And it's meant that I've had to say no to a lot of work. And that's the hard thing that you also need to understand, that you choosing and being so clear about what it is that you want means that you're going to say no to a lot of things, and you have to be ready to do that. You have to be ready to do that, because I find that that's a test of, do you truly believe in what it is that you're trying to work towards? That's the test every single time. When a job comes up, I mean, just 2 weeks ago, someone was like, we'd like you to do this show. And I was like, great, I can do it. This is my rate. And then they were like, no, you're a little bit too expensive, whatnot. And I was like, hi, I've been doing this for 19 years. I've earned my stripes, and I'm okay to walk away and say no, but I've gotten to that place in my career. I'm so sure. And I know that saying no to one thing, the right thing is going to come my way. The right thing is going to come my way. But most people, we're so worried about, sure, but the bills next week and this, and then you'll take whatever. And then you surprise down the line when they're like, yeah, but Kalman said he'll do it for however much. That's great. Maybe you're on the line with the wrong person. Because if you want Rulisane Ravele, you'll come to her for what she offers and you'll be willing to pay and negotiate what she wants. But it's a tough road, man, Kalman. They're dark days, my friend.
You know, the perception and the reality of what media and entertainment is, I'd always just find it fascinating because it can be very disillusioning. Mm. I mean, there's a version of oneself who can see stuff on TV or hear stuff on radio and you fall in. I mean, I don't know. I've lost count of the amount of people that have said to me how disappointing it is when they actually walk into a radio studio.
They're like, is this
or
it?
How disappointing it is when they walk into a TV studio. And that disillusionment can actually be quite a lot for some people. And you've got to figure out how to channel it and to sometimes, again, find the magic in doing it because it becomes so stock standard. You know, it's difficult to find in South Africa crews that genuinely want to be there and love what they do. And people that are very passionate about what they do, because for a lot of people, it does unfortunately become a little disillusioning.
It's a job. I'm trying to pay the bills. And I find that we all need to just find purpose in what we do. Trust me, there's purpose for a cameraman. There is purpose for someone who just sees themselves as a cable basher. But until you get over the point of just seeing yourself as a title, who are you?
Mm.
What is your purpose in life? Because for me, a cable basher, you're a cable basher by profession, by title, but you're a helper. You are there to, without you, it doesn't happen either. You know, sure, it could go on, but you are that one nut and bolt that makes the machine smoother. The car sounds a little quieter and moves a little smoother. And on the other side, it's also understanding that everybody has a role to play. And I find that you might just be a radio host and you might just think of yourself as a radio host, but there's someone that walks in here and is like, Kalman, you said something to me the other day that just, it shifted my whole perspective on life. You've become a teacher and what it is that you do.
Mm.
You just, your title is radio host, but what do you do? What is your purpose? What wakes you up? There's a reason you keep coming to Cliff Central every single day. And it's not just to be behind this mic. It's because being behind this mic does something for you on the inside, but it's also doing something for the person that is listening on the other side.
Mm.
Even if it's just entertaining and helping them forget for that 2-3 hours, escapism, you have a role to play. But I think the moment we're just all doing it for the money, guys, money, and we've seen it over and over again, and all the quotes are there. All the wealthiest people in the world, sure, we all like to have a little bit more money. It would make life a little less stressful. But at the core of it all, the richest people are sometimes some of the most unhappiest people, committing suicide. And you ask yourself, you had everything. What does having everything mean? We struggle to be happy in the moment. And I mean, I can say this from not a point of view where people are going to be like, yeah, but you've been on TV for so long, your career's made, whatnot. I've been going through tough times over the last few years of, can you imagine you have this dream and all you keep seeing is everybody else getting a show but you?
Mm.
That's been my reality over the past few months and the past few years. And to still stick true and understand that I'm going to get this. I know where I'm going. I know what it is that I'm wanting to do. And I believe in it so much that it's more than just a paycheck. And it's going to be more than just that. And I'm so focused on that. I'm so driven by that. I have my dark days, like I said, because we all do. We can't all be happy all the time unless you're being helped along by certain things. Mm-hmm. But you need to just understand at the core of it all, what am I doing? And I find that some people, as much as they'll have the fancy car, the fancy house, they'll miss that. Success for me is knowing your purpose, and success is wanting to do it again.
Hmm. I mean, we're speaking a hell of a lot about people starting their great. How do you start your great? How do you begin to unlock the magical potential that lies within all of us?
Yeah.
I just feel like you've tapped into something that we're not quite sure of, all of us normal folk.
Yo, I'm just a regular girl, man.
I don't know what it is. I just, the sense of, I don't know. It's like, did you tapped into like something? I don't know. Is that weird?
It's a vibe. It's
something.
A thing.
There's something happening here.
It's sureness, Kalman. I'm so sure. Like, and some people say, but you're so young and whatnot. It's like, yes. I'm young, I'm 28, but you forget I've been in this industry for 19 years. So the clarity I have won't be the same clarity as someone that just joined the industry has. However, I don't believe that the things that I have gone through should not be passed on to other people, because what I've learned in 19 years, you could learn in two.
Mm.
why do we have to wait for you to be 19 years deep and have lost your soul and the industry stripped you of all your joy and your purpose, you know? So it's finding that balance and just understand your why, and everything else will fall into place. And always follow that why, like be committed to it. Because if, as I said earlier, you say, this is what I do, this is what I bring, this is what I'd like to get paid for it, and then tomorrow you're accepting when they want to pay you 2 rand, and then you complain when they say your rate is 2 rand. Nah, fam, you were there saying yes all this time, you know, because you didn't stay true to who you believe you are and what value you can bring. And I know that there'll be a lot of talk shows in this country, but no one is going to do a talk show the way Wulisani Ravele is going to do the Wulisani Ravele show. And that's what I believe in and stay true to.
Such power. Let's land this plane here. if we were on the Wulisani Ravele show, what would there be left to say at this point before the end of the episode?
We would say, catch you again tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in. Go out there, be great, and start your great. It's within all of us, Carmen. It really is. It's just some of us have tapped into it more than others. And how do you tap into it? The things you listen to, the things you read. What are you consuming? Because that's what shifts your mind. Who are you surrounding yourself with? That's what shifts your mind. Power. I promise you.
Power. I dig it so much. It's Wulisani Ravele. There's like nothing else to say. Thank you. You can go now.
Oh, man. Thank you, Carmen. I always feel refreshed how do I put it? Plugged in again. You make me believe in me again.
No, well, it's just you. That's a very nice thing of you to say. because you just radiate belief in oneself, and it's inspiring. It really, really is.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. Such a rock star. That's Wulisani Ravele.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane.
Love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great.
Choice. Sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. Auto Trader New Car. The choice is yours.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.